two industries help Wisconsin stay afloat in a recession that dragged other states down deeper. One is agriculture, says Rick Mattoon. He's an economic advisor for the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago.
Farmland values have increased even faster in Wisconsin than other places. Prices for agricultural products are extremely high levels, and farm incomes are also extremely high at this point, all, again, benefiting Wisconsin.
Mattoon says manufacturing also helped keep Wisconsin's unemployment rate during the recession lower than the nation's. But he points out future growth in this area will require more skilled workers.
Like most states that have had a manufacturing legacy, Wisconsin tends to have too few people who are college graduates. So we need a higher percentage of the population that has college degrees, technical degrees, other sorts of things that can sort of meet the upskilling needs that are needed in many of the industries that are already located in the state.
What the state did have during the recession, namely steady agriculture and manufacturing, is as important as what it didn't have, a housing crisis on the scale of other states. Mattoon says in Wisconsin, about 15% of homeowners are underwater, meaning they owe more on their home than it's worth. Compare that to Nevada, where Mattoon says 60% of mortgages are underwater. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.